Fun Guys is shuttering all of its Toronto dispensaries this week, a move that will significantly pare down the number of illegal magic mushroom shops operating in the city. CTV Kitchener first reported last week that Fun Guys planned to close its 30 Ontario storefronts on Monday, 10 of which are in the city of Toronto. Toronto Today spoke to a longtime employee of the company at one of its Queen Street West locations on Sunday, who said staff were informed this would be the last weekend of operations. She was unsure exactly what day her store would close, but said employees had been given their schedules through Thursday. Fun Guys's storefronts have stopped replenishing their products, leaving shelves at the Queen West store Toronto Today visited nearly empty on Sunday afternoon. Several customers came in looking for shroom chocolate bars and left disappointed. "These empty shelves are usually completely stocked," an employee said. According to the employee, who asked to remain anonymous, Toronto Police Service, TPS, ramped up its raids of magic mushroom dispensaries, at one point raiding 8 or 9 stores on the same day. A spokesperson for Fun Guys told CTV Kitchener the company's stores had experienced 120 raids province-wide. Psilocybin, the official name for magic mushrooms, is classified as a Schedule 3 narcotic under the Controlled Drugs and Substances Act. The employee Toronto Today spoke to was working during a TPS raid of Fun Guys's Parkdale location. She now faces criminal charges for possession of proceeds of crime and distribution of a Schedule 3 narcotic. Despite the legal trouble, she kept working for the company and said she is devastated, its dispensaries are closing. She enjoyed teaching customers about various magic mushroom products, which she believes should remain accessible to the public, and said Fun Guys is the best paying job she's ever had. According to her, the starting pay at Fun Guys was $20 per hour, or $250 per day for a 12.5-hour shift. The company paid in cash and the rate would go up the longer you worked there. When someone took a job, the company told them about the risk of raids and promised to pay for a lawyer on their behalf should they be criminally charged, said the employee, who is being represented by Jack Lloyd, a veteran cannabis lawyer. She acknowledged there was no contract guaranteeing the legal help but said she is hopeful Fun Guys keeps holding up its end of the bargain once the storefronts close. Her court date is in 2 weeks. A magic mushroom menu is displayed on a TV beside the nearly empty shelves at Fun Guys. The ownership of Fun Guys is elusive to her. She said she doesn't know the names of anyone in charge, or what they look like. When higher-ups communicate with employees, they refer to themselves by a single letter or a fake name like John Smith. Opening the store for the day often involves getting a call from a random phone number that provides a security code, she explained. Fun Guys only accepts cash payments and could do up to $6,000 in daily sales, the employee told Toronto Today. The stores would keep an ATM inside for customers, but the machines kept being seized by police during raids, she said. According to her, ATM companies had recently stopped doing business with Fun Guys for legal reasons. While Fun Guys is Ontario's largest magic mushroom dispensary chain, Google Maps shows at least a dozen other similar stores operate in Toronto's downtown. The next largest chain is Shroomies, which has 4 downtown locations. Fun Guys is expected to continue operating online. TPS did not immediately respond to a request for comment.